Good evening. My name is Eric from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. If I can have some minutes of your time, I would really appreciate that. Are you at least 18 years and legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Got it. Let me move to the next one. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms or is that a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Say that again, please.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is not a major responsibility of gun ownership, the firearms?
I'm not sure I understand what that is.
Got it. Let me read a little statement for you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I think I would be for that.
Got it, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? And you can choose between either support, oppose, it's a lock safe?
Support.
A lock container or case?
Support.
A lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Support.
Got it. Let me move on. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes, support.
Thank you. A combination lock?
Support.
And a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Got it, let me move on, please. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
Support.
Thank you, let me move on. If a firearm is not a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? You think that is secure or not? It's not secure.
Be secure.
If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose the law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Support.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. Let me move on. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Support.
Got it. Let me move on. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Support.
Thank you. Let me move on. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharged a firearm, except for manhunting under the supervision of an adult?
Support.
Thank you. Let me move on. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Support.
You? In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or other?
Individual.
What is your age?
82.
Got it, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? You can choose either white, African American, Hispanic.
White.
Thank you, let me move on. Regarding your gender, you consider yourself?
Female.
Thank you. Really good. I really appreciate it. This concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you. Take care.